word of caution. The more effort you put into planning anything, the more likely it is to get screwed up. That's just the way the world works. Yeah. Gwen Stefani, there's a thing in the news this week talking about how, you know, Blake Shelton had this, had her engagement ring in his pickup truck. I mean, he was driving around with that thing in Oklahoma waiting for her to come out there. His whole family's waiting. And Gwen was like, I don't think, you know, with the pandemic, I don't really think I want to go on this trip. And he's like, No,
get on the plane now.
She made it, but she was telling Kelly Clarkson about that story this week. And we asked this question, is what screwed up your engagement? And for Ethan in Atlanta, this was a real deal, man.
Yeah, we had dinner at one of her favorite restaurants downtown, and I had it planned. She thought we were going to the lake for the weekend. So we had our bags packed, and I had the ring in my toiletry bag in the car. While we were at dinner, someone busted the window and took my bag. Oh. We got back to the car from dinner and saw that it was broken, and she just was like, we got to call the cops. But she had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, you're like, we don't have to call the cops. We have to call my insurance company, but that's neither here nor there.
The more ironic thing is one of my best friends, one of my groomsmen, he has an insurance company. He does all my insurance. And I had forgotten to sign the policy, and he knew I was proposing, and he texted me at like 3:30 and was like, hey, you need to sign this policy before you do this. So I bonded that insurance policy at like 3. This happened at like 6.
Oh my god.
No, so you did have insurance?
I did have insurance. Woo! Yeah,
thank the Lord.
It's a lesson to everybody else to make sure that they sign that insurance policy. Yeah. I'm glad that you did that on time, just in the nick of time.
I brought him a lot of business after that.
Clyde is in Braselton.
My wife and I fly to Europe and we go backpacking. She knew I was going to propose on this trip. She just didn't know where. And I was going to propose to her in a Palace of Versailles.
Ooh, wow.
So we get to Palace of Versailles. We get to the Hall of Mirrors. Her friend and I, like, get over into a corner because she's never been a fan of being, like, center of attention. Mm-hmm. And, like, I go down on one knee, pull the ring out, and propose, and she's like, no.
What?
Why'd she say no?
Oh, my God. And she's like, this is not a good picture spot. Look at all these people. All we have is mirrors. You're going to have to redo this in the garden.
She pulled a full Kim Kardashian.
Oh, my gosh.
But did she just say, when you said, will you marry me, did she just say no, or did she say not here? Because if she said no, I'd be like, what? That could have been a huge fight.
Yeah.
Oh, she said straight up no. I mean, like, mind you, we're in Paris in February. It's like 32 degrees outside.
Yeah, right.
And so I go to propose again. Her friend that we've dragged along for this trip is crying the entire time with their recording. So all you hear, if you watch the thing again of us proposing, you just hear her crying in the background.
And sobbing.
Yeah, you're like, shut up, Becky. Jesus.
Courtney, calm down. And my wife's just like, neat.
Eliza and Tucker, what happened to you?
My fiance took me out to dinner. I was sure he was going to propose. He was acting all nervous and weird, and like we'd been kind of talking about it. And he took me to this really nice restaurant, which is like not our usual. I was so ready and I was so excited, and I kept like waiting for it. I kept like checking my champagne glass, and like he went to like check something in his bag at one point, and I was like, and it was nothing. You were like, he just like wanted to make sure his phone was off.
Every time he moved, you were like, yes. Oh, wait, no, all right.
Yeah.
I was just getting really worked up, and I was frustrated by the end of the meal because it hadn't happened, and I really thought it was going to, and I just didn't want to wait anymore. We've been together for like 5 years.
5 years is a long time to wait for a proposal. So what finally ended up happening?
We got dessert. And it was creme brulee, and I was just angry eating.
Right, like you do.
Long story short, the ring was in the creme brulee, and I ate it.
You ate the ring? No.
Did you swallow it, or did you, like, chip a tooth?
I did not chip a tooth. I did lodge it into my throat and start choking on it.
Oh, my God.
The waiter had to maneuver on me.
Oh,
the waiter had to do the Heimlich maneuver on the ring stuck in your throat.
Correct. At which point I coughed up the ring and some creme brulee onto the table.
Gross.
After a moment like that, did he rescind his proposal? I would just be like,
Thank goodness, no.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. She looks like a monster.